You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, and welcome to yet another episode of the StudyClicks podcast. You're listening to the usuals, Emer and Nessa. We're back again.
Maybe we'll get a famous Leaving Cert student on one day.
We should, but I don't think that exists yet. Is there? Oh, except for the girl who went to court.
Oh my God, she'd be a great person.
Wow,
on the
she
podcast.
Would be a really good guest.
Or anyone who's ever done the Leaving Cert, like Pierce Brosnan's done the Leaving Cert. Do you ever think about things like that?
I don't. Anyway, so another day, another podcast.
Yes.
What's our theme today, Nessa?
Today we're going to be talking about study methods, the best ones, the most effective ones, and just talking about a wide range of them, basically. So if you hear one like, okay, I haven't tried that yet, maybe I will, because there might be something you've never heard of before. And that's what we're here to talk about today and how they work, basically.
Yeah, so it's kind of an all-rounder. It doesn't matter what year you're in. These should apply to pretty much everyone who's in any stage of their secondary school career. So
yeah, whether you're first year, whether you're doing the Leaving Cert, this applies to you. So
without further ado,
let's get into it. So I guess to start off, I think the most important thing to do before you start doing anything is to find out what kind of learner you are, because you can't launch into a study method and like force your brain to try learn in a way that your brain doesn't work.
Yeah, completely. So
you probably heard about this before, that there's different people. There's visual learners, there's audio learners, there's
kinesthetic.
Yeah, I always struggle with that word.
Yeah.
And so I think you possibly know it already, but there are tests out there that you can do.
Yeah, I think a popular one is called the VARK questionnaire, V-A-R-K, and it stands for the different, kind of the four main learning types, video, audio.
We have a link to VARK in our blog if you want to go on to that. We have a blog version of this podcast on studyclicks.ie.
Generation Z, you guys all know how to use Google. Literally just type in what kind of learner I am, type in VARK questionnaire, and you can find tons of different things. Literally, they only take 5 minutes. So just, I think before dedicating yourself to one study method for the rest of your life, it's definitely worthwhile to just take one of those tests and figure out whether you're more suited to watching things as opposed to reading, or, I don't know, doing something out instead of
learning from someone else talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the results could surprise you. I know I did it recently, and I was kind of, I forget the results actually, but I learned a lot from doing stuff, and it never actually occurred to me, because I was like, you know what? It's true. I always read to try learn stuff, because when that's my kind of go-to, okay, if I want to know about this thing, I have to read about it.
Yeah.
But I never think about the practical side of it, which is one that works
for me. I had like the exact same experience. Wow.
Wow,
it's like we're sisters. But yeah, so that would be our very first thing. Before you do anything else, go take one of those tests. So otherwise, yeah, I think my go-to study method was always, and still is whenever I do tests or anything like that, I find all the information I need, kind of go over past papers and a mix of teacher's notes, notes I took in class, get everything I need on a topic, and then I push everything together into my own set of notes.
Right.
And I write everything out on paper, because I think there are studies behind it that it's all well and good to type things up because it's saves paper, saves planet, of course, I'm all for it, but there really is a lot of merit to just having a pen in your hand and writing stuff on a piece of paper. There's something cognitive with your brain working there that you will just remember stuff better if you write it out on a sheet of paper. There are scientific studies to prove that. So I think for me personally, I would always try to write out my own notes. And an important thing when you are doing that is obviously to use lots of different color pens. You know, if you have a heading, a subheading, use a red pen, and then underneath use a blue pen. Highlight everything, highlight keywords.
Yeah, I really like doing sentences. That. There's something satisfying about making them look nice as well and making them aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. There are nice Instagrams out there for like journaling and making notes and stuff, and they're just people who just have lovely writing and they're very artistic, and if anything else, if it doesn't give you inspiration, it's just nice to look at.
Yeah, and then at the end, if you put it all into a folder, I find that is also so satisfying if you organize your folder every now and then and throw out some pages and put them all in the right sections. And if you're like bit of a clean, I don't want to say freak, none of you are freaks, but you know, if you're someone who really likes being organized and things like that, then that's definitely the way to go for you.
Okay, thank you, Monica from France.
Ouch. Oh, no, Monica's cool. She's a bit crazy. Anyway.
She goes on about her folders and stuff a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think to sum up on that point, a really important thing about writing your own notes is don't copy and paste it basically just as it's written in the text in your book. Write it out in words that you understand and phrase it differently in a way that you understand, because you're more likely to remember it, and you're more likely to remember it when you're in an exam and you need to write it down in that situation. So
that's so true, actually, because you will not remember information that you don't understand yourself. If you just write something down and you've no idea what it means, there's no way your brain's going to pick up on that.
Try put it down in really simple terms as well, I think. Goes with that Einstein quote, if you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it well enough. Which I think is a nice quote, because he's known for being like the smartest guy.
Historically. I mean, he wasn't that great. Just kidding. Love you, Einstein.
I think that's a nice quote to take with you in your note taking and your general learning.
Yeah. You can always depend on Einstein for some
good quotes. Stanning Einstein.
Yeah. So what was yours then?
I loved flashcards. I loved them. I had loads and loads and loads of them, and all different colours. I think they're really good because they're just, they can be so nice and small, and you can have them all rearranged by different per subject, by topic. And it's a lot of effort, but luckily, if you want to save yourself from that effort, StudyClicks just brought out our own flashcards.
Yes, we do. Great promotion work there, Nessa. Okay, yep. Jokes aside, the flashcards are very helpful. So if you want to go on to studyclicks.ie, so in the videos and resources, the videos and notes page, or also via the blog page, there's a blog about flashcards, and there's quick links in there to many different subjects that we have flashcards up for at the moment, so do use them. So they're really, really helpful, because you've got the definition on one side and the explanation on the other side, and it's just, we also gave some suggestions of games you can play with them. We don't have to be scientists to say that flashcards work. Everyone knows that flashcards are one of the best study methods out there, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and there's some nice colours on them too. That's
colors.
My contribution to the flashcards talk. another great thing on StudyClicks, study makes exams easier.
Have you heard of StudyClicks? I heard that StudyClicks is a really good website.
I heard the people who work for it are really great.
Yeah, they're really sound, apparently.
It's another one that we launched recently is quizzes.
Yep.
I love the quizzes. They're so fun. They're really interactive way of testing yourself. We have them for quite a few subjects under, testable subjects under Junior Cert and Leaving Cert.
I wish they were there when I did the Leaving Cert.
Oh, they would have been so much crack.
Yeah, because they're just, you don't feel like you're studying really that much. As in,
you don't.
I specifically download quiz apps on my phone because I'm a nerd and I like to do general knowledge and stuff. So I genuinely, even though I didn't do business for the Leaving Cert, I sometimes go into the business quiz and I'm like, ooh, what can I learn about business?
Yeah, I don't need to know anything about the Leaving Cert now. I'm done, but I spent an hour on quizzes the other day.
Yeah.
They're addictive. And if you're doing the Leaving Cert or Junior Cert, they'll be really beneficial to you as well. So we really recommend. The best way of doing the quizzes is, because like our papers, they're divided up by topic. The best thing to do is study a certain topic first, take a quiz, see how you get on.
The beauty of it is that all the questions are pretty much based on the exam papers, so everything that
they're relevant.
It's 100% relevant, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, take a quiz, see how you get on, and then you keep coming back to it, keep improving, keep trying to do all of them. Yeah, it's a great way of learning, basically. Yep. Great. Testing yourself is a really important part of studying.
Yeah, I think another kind of way that you can test yourself is, sticking on topic obviously of study methods, is to get someone else, unless you live by yourself in a house, which I doubt, there's someone there. There is maybe your parents or a sibling, someone who can quiz you on something. So if you don't want to use the StudyClicks quiz, whatever, then go study your topic for 20 minutes, however long it takes. Then go into the kitchen, go away from your study room, find someone who can test you, who can ask you a few questions. Maybe you have a textbook with questions in it. You can give them, show them StudyClicks, show them the topic page, and if it's short questions, things like that. Or
having someone else quiz you is kind of like, it puts a weird kind of pressure on you. Like, you feel like when you're just by yourself and you're quizzing yourself, you're only doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for anyone else. Whereas if, like, your mom or your dad was asking you, you're like, oh, I want them to think that I'm good at this, that I know. Yeah. Like, you feel like you're a contestant on The Chase or something. Like, it's better to have someone quiz you because you just feel that extra bit of, like, pressure is not the word, but, like, wanting to do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one that I think is kind of undervalued is explaining or teaching something to someone else. So whether it's one of your parents or sibling or a friend, it sort of reinforces the information that you've just revised. So if you, it sort of just reassures yourself, I guess, that you know what you're talking about, and it helps your brain sort of click. So for example, if you've just studied the passé composé in French and your friend just really doesn't get it, so you teach them, and by you teaching them, you kind of realize yourself, oh yeah, I really know this. And teaching it to someone else, obviously you're going to be going through the rules of it again, so it's like a form of study, and it
just reinforces it in you. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's mutually beneficial because you're learning, and if it's a friend, then the friend is also learning. And a handy way of doing this is just going onto the discussion forum on StudyClicks, because there are thousands of students there every day, and a lot of them
just some burning questions.
Have some burning questions. So, and they're, you know, constantly looking for help. And if you think that you can do it, then do it, because it's beneficial for both of you. You will learn from it. They will learn from it, hopefully. As long as you guys keep it clean.
Just a win-win all around. I think along those lines, study groups are also a good idea. If you have some time to meet up with your friends after school or at the weekend, there was a few of you to all teach it to each other. Like, you might understand something better than another friend, and then that friend might know something better than you in some other subject, and they can explain it to you. And it's just a round table of learning, good, wholesome fun.
But no dossing.
No dossing. I mean, obviously, when you're hanging out with your friends, the temptation is to just do as you normally do, which is
you would have to be disciplined.
You have to discipline yourself. Be like, okay, we'll do this for like an hour, and then we'll go watch TV or we'll talk about something.
Yeah,
we'll go bake a cake.
Ooh, I want to bake a cake.
Okay, don't get distracted by cake.
Yeah. What's another good one for the visual learners out there is mind maps. Although, I think in my day,
I am 200 years old.
And that might be a bit hypocritical, because I really don't think I made a lot of them myself, but I think it was more so out of lack of knowledge of knowing they existed.
Yeah.
Obviously, I knew what they were, but I just never thought to make them, because I guess I thought that it would be too much, or that I thought it would be too time consuming.
I thought they wouldn't benefit me when I was doing it, but I think it's worth actually researching how to do them properly.
Yeah, so the mind maps is all really about making connections, which there is definitely some sort of psychological background to that, which we won't bore you with today. But the whole idea of connecting different terms, and if it's English, let's say you're doing Shakespeare, connecting characters so that your brain can sort of make these connections. So you have all the different branches in the map. If you can remember the different branches, let's say you only remember one of the branch, but you can remember what that branch is then connected to. And you, if you studied the same content, but just it's on one piece of paper and not in a mind map, then you'll have a harder time, because you haven't connected all of the information. You've just sort of thrown it all down. Whereas if you can make these connections and see how everything links up, then it's a lot easier to recall that information.
You're just basically helping out your brain make links.
Yeah, so, and also with those links, a lot of people would, these experts, quote unquote, well, yeah, they're experts. I'm sorry, experts. You don't deserve my...
Sorry, mind map experts are listening to this and are really offended.
But there's more ways to sort of make your brain happy. And when making mind maps, obviously use different colors, highlight stuff, instead of just using a line to join each idea or concept.
Yeah.
Maybe use a spiral or a zigzag. All of that kind of will subconsciously help your brain remember
back
stuff.
Back to my earlier point about, like, when I was saying about making out your own notes, similarly, I think it's while we're following little study bloggers and study grammars, you know, on Instagram and Pinterest, they
they might show you, you might just get some ideas on how to make mind maps, what little formations work best. And in case, because I think that's what I struggled with when I was in school, I just didn't think I was very good at them. I didn't know how to make them, so I just kind of abandoned the idea of mind maps. I never really used them, but I think if you just look to others for inspiration, you might find something that suits you.
Petition to include mind map lessons into CSP.
Oh my god, that would make CSP so much more worthwhile.
CSP, SPHE. I always get them mixed up.
And I think one of the most important ways of learning, especially in the context of the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert, you have to look at those past papers. They're so important.
Dastardly papers.
Those dastardly past papers.
It's fine though, as in like it works if you're a good rote learner, or not even a rote learner, but you can give out as much as you like about how the whole system is done out and how it's all just the same stuff and it only rewards people with good memory. And that's definitely true. Very valid 100%
point. 100% true.
But it, at least the one good thing about it is you kind of know exactly what's coming at you.
You know what to expect, yeah.
The one good way, well, there are many good ways, but the best way to be prepared, be ready from all angles, is just to keep looking over those past papers. As annoying as it might be, it's the surefire way to just know those papers inside out and also know the syllabus inside out.
And yeah, and to, at the end of the day, get the results that you want.
Now, Nessa, where on the internet could you find past papers?
And not just past papers, but past mock papers.
Wow. And they wouldn't be categorized into topics, would they?
I could never dream of something that would be so convenient.
Well, I guess they would never have like videos and notes to go with it. That would be too
would be too generous.
So after a bit of research, we've actually found online that there's this website called StudyClicks.
Yes.
Yeah, all jokes aside, we obviously we're not just trying to toot our own horns here. The StudyClicks was made to help students. I mean, pretty sure everyone who's listening to this podcast is on StudyClicks anyway. You know why you're on StudyClicks. Yeah, just make sure to really utilize it as best as you can. Use those topics, you know, study a topic yourself and then go into the past papers on the questions by topic page. See, can you answer them all? If you can't, make note of it. Do it again the day later or a week later, whatever it is.
It's just the biggest part of studying, really, is just going over past papers.
Yeah, for the Irish curriculum anyway, for the Leaving Cert, it's just, and the Junior Cert. Unfortunately, that's how it goes. But if you're someone who is suited to that, who just is good at remembering stuff, then my friend, you are in luck.
You are in luck. Go study medicine.
Yeah. If you're not, look, it's totally not the end of the world. Think of all the people who have done the Leaving Cert before you and who mightn't be as memorically...
That's like definitely a word.
Talented. Okay, who aren't as good as retaining information as other people. It's not the end of the world. There are, as we have talked about in this podcast, other ways of studying things other than just sort of seeing the same questions over and over again. So kind of, as we said, to reiterate what we said at the start of the podcast, go take one of those quizzes, see what kind of a learner you are, and then study accordingly.
Yeah, I know studying can be so difficult sometimes. The frustration of just reading something over and over and it not going in, especially when you don't understand it.
Yeah, and it's so dependent on the day. I find that there's some days where my brain's just like, nope.
Yeah, don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, and I think
to everyone.
Because from talking to you guys on StudyClicks and stuff, some people, you know, are really, I have to study every day. And it can be really disheartening if you have one of those days where you're not, where you don't feel like studying, but because you are in this routine of I need to study every day, if you take a day off, you really tend to beat yourself up, and it's not okay.
No, don't
don't
do
beat
that.
Yourself up. It happens to everyone. Your brain can't be at 100% every single day, especially if you're spending 9 to 4 o'clock every day in school. You know, you're going to be exhausted, so you need to really practice taking breaks, listening to what we've said in this podcast. You know, find another thing that's going to wear your brain out is if you are spending so much time doing a study, using a study method that actually just doesn't suit you.
Yeah.
So that's why it's really important to take one of those tests and find out so that you're not wasting your time. And yeah, just I really wanted everyone to know that you really don't have to beat yourself up if you miss a day of study because your brain is just saying no that day. That happens to me all the time. And I have learned finally that it's actually a lot more beneficial to just accept it.
Yeah.
If you realize it, if you're kind of after an hour, you're like, nothing has gone in. I'm just not in the mood today. just shut it off.
Yeah.
Turn off your laptop, put away your books, go do something else for the evening, and then get back on track tomorrow, and you'll feel way better. And
listen to your body, listen to your mind. Mm-hmm. Fulfill your own needs.
Namaste.
Namaste. But we wrap it up there.
Yes. So as per usual, you know where to find us. We're on
studyclicks.ie.
Yes, but we also have a social media presence, Nessa.
We do. We are on Facebook, a dying platform. We are on Twitter. We're on Snapchat and we're on Instagram. If you want to add us on Snapchat, it's study_clicks. Just be careful of that one. Mm-hmm. But we're studyclicks on everything else.
Yeah. As always, we would love to hear what you think of the podcast. Mm. If you have any other things you would like us to chat about and any feedback, we always want to know how we can improve. So do get in touch with us. You could either email us at info@studyclicks.ie. You can get in touch with us on any of the social media platforms.
Yep, just send a little message.
Or you can just message us via the site, which many of you do, and which I always look forward to answering. And
lovely.
Yeah, otherwise you can leave us a review.
Please leave us a review. That would be lovely. I'd really like that.
Yeah, that's just great for everyone, I guess. We feel good about ourselves. And then also the more reviews we get, the more people that get to see us. So
more exposure, yeah.
More people that can hear our tips and hopefully we'll calm them down, make them feel a bit more reassured about the whole big scary exam process.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you like what we do, do please give us those 5 stars.
Have a great day and best of luck with the studying.
Yes.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.